Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
when my soul was dry, and I needed rain. The waters of life, you became for me.
I'll even go by way.
Calvary. Praise God. Greg, I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you, what he was then, he still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad, and they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today is an extremely, very, very special day. The ministry started 12 years ago on this date, October 23rd, 2010. And we bless God. We're celebrating on the 10th of December. With a praise and worship celebration and honoring our intercessors that's been laboring in the vineyard. They've been with us for years, and we appreciate and love them, and we're doing an honoring them also on the praise and for the praise and worship dinner on December 10th. But today is actually the day the ministry was birthed in Silver Spring, Hightsville, Maryland. 2003, and we bless God because the day makes it 12 years. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship you. Father God, it is your ministry, and it is you who birthed it. Through me, O God, to the earthly realm. And Father, I thank you so much for the journey, taking us through ups and downs, pain and happiness and trials and tears. And thank you, Lord, that you never, never left us. Thank you, Lord, that you always with us, O God. So we bless you and we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in this ministry continuously, continuously. We thank you, Lord, that in the fire you are there, in the storms you are there. And when we go through the rivers, it did not overflow us. Father, we're so grateful to you, and we thank you that you have given us that strength, your strength to make it, to go through, O God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the many more years that this ministry will not just be here, but it will go on from one generation to the next generation. And that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. So, Lord, I'm so grateful from the bottom of my heart. We never would have made it without you. So we bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service and let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle Boy, you will do the next prayer.
Our Father, our God, we just thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you for sustaining us through the night. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us the opportunities that you've given us through the years, Lord. We thank you, Father, because every day is a new beginning. And as today is Sunday, a new beginning, a new era, a new hour for the I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We thank you, Lord, for the trying times, downs, the moments when things seem so bleak. But Father God, with you as the anchor, with you as that pillar, you held everything together, Lord. Oh, Father God, we're ever so grateful to you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you because during those times that were trying, we felt that we were lost in moments, but knowing that you never will fail any of your children, Lord. We held on, and here we are today. Lord God, we just give you all the thanks, all the glory. Everything is yours. So we thank you, Lord, that those are on this morning. We just bless and continue to bless and hold on, Lord, because we know that the victory is yours, because each life that is on this morning know that through you, Lord, they have seen and redeemed and continue, Lord, to redeem. So, Father God, we just thank you this morning. We give you all the glory, all the glory, all the glory, all the glory is yours. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us continue in worship.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I'll never know just why he came to love me so.
all of our faults, and so
my
Good morning, hallelujah, to every one of you. We praise God for the 12th anniversary. Here's the ministry. I am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. And we praise God. I remember so much about when we first started. Fatmata was there when we first started. Fatmata Kasamba, she was there. We praise God. I remember it so well. Hello, grandson. He was Elijah. Hallelujah. So we are going through a journey for thy kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. It is not about us. It is about God. Hallelujah. Let us pray and then I'll bring a word. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Father, this morning I pray for all those been with us for these past years. Their dedication, their faithfulness, O God. Father God, I thank you. Father God, that they continue with the ministry through the storms, through the mountaintop experiences, through the rivers, through the valleys. Lord, thank you for their faithfulness, O God. Even when the enemy tried to get them to turn back, you kept them going. You kept encouraging them. Father, I thank you. I'm so grateful to you for each and everyone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you even for those who came with us, started with us, and by the wayside, they left. Lord, sometimes people are here with you for a season. So I ask you, oh God, to bless them also in a special way. Father God, whatever it is, oh God, bless them, be with them in their endeavors. And Father God, even if they slipped away, we pray for the Holy Spirit to move on their hearts, for them to come back into the kingdom of God. They don't have to come back to I Am Ministry, but just find their way back to Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, encourage them. Those that are sick, encourage them in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for family members that always were there with us through everything. Oh, God, I bless your name. We are grateful, very grateful to you. And, Lord, I thank you for every prayer being answered. I thank you, God, that this ministry, you always provide it for this ministry, and you keep providing. And Lord, for that, I say thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that even the radio started 11 years ago. It started a year after the ministry. We thank you that it's still moving on. We thank you, Lord, that through these years we have touches how many listeners, almost 5,000 listeners or more. I can't even remember the amount through the years. Not even 5,000. I forgot the amount, but we have done about 3,000 radio prayer services, more than that, 3,500 radio prayer services. And so, Lord, I thank you. I bless you. Oh, God, you made it possible. Thank you for providing the finances. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving the encouragement to wake us up in the morning. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that for the magazine you birthed 2 years ago, Lord. I thank you. And still going strong. Thank you for the magazine going all over. Thank you for the writers. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, we thank you for the children's books, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I'm about to write another one and finish it off. I thank you, Lord, for the creative ideas to finish this next book for the children, oh God. Thank you for the connection in the ministry through these years, connecting with pastors, connecting with apostles, connecting with leaders. Thank you for the divine connection, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you for the trials and the tribulations because there was a process. You processed us. Thank you for the betrayals. There was a process. Thank you for the disappointment. It was a process. Thank you for the refining fire. Thank you. That's what you said. In everything, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So, Father, we thank you because everything was put in front to take us from glory to glory, from favor to favor, strength to strength. Father, most importantly, I thank you for the life of my grandmother, God, who brought us to Christ. Who brought us to Christ, oh God. Lord, she was so influencing in our lives to know Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. And she did do her assignment well, oh God. And I thank you for the life that she lived. I know she's resting in your bosom. Thank you for the legacy she left the people. Leave millions and trillions of dollars, but she left us with Jesus Christ, the best gift, the best legacy that you can leave, the best inheritance you can leave your children. Oh, God, and I thank you, and I pray, Lord, that our family will continue to grow in Christ, and those in our families that do not know Christ, they will come into the saving grace. Thank you for all those who come to the service all the time, all the support. Thank you, Jesus, Father God. Without the support, where would we be? Thank you, Lord, that we have come to Elam, oh God, and we give you glory. And we give you honor. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Number 12 is a very significant number in the Bible. 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 pillars were erected at Mount Sinai. 12 statues of oxen held up the water basin in Solomon's temple. 12 men were selected by God to conduct the census. 12 princes of Israel brought gifts to the sanctuary for 12 days. 12 spies sent to look at Canaan. 12 was Jesus' age when he questioned the scholars in the temple. 12 apostles were chosen by Jesus. We have 12 gates of the New Jerusalem, 12 foundations of the heavenly Jerusalem, 12 pearls made up of the foundation, 12 kinds of fruit born by the tree of life. 12 is the year of God's family, the church. It is the year of divine government and apostolness. 12 is a very, very significant number. Hallelujah. And that's why the enemy always come in to fight. But we praise God. Never would have made it. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. And then we're going to look at just something significant, the 12 sons. Now, Jacob had 12 sons. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah. Hallelujah. So Leah gave birth to Reuben, to Simeon, Levi and Judah. Let's Reuben, see a son, Simeon, year. Simeon, year. Levi, John. Judah, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So then Delah, a Rachel's slave, had Dan, which is the son, judge. Naphtali, wrestling. Hallelujah. Then we have the other son, the serpent Zebul, gave birth to the servants of Gad and Asher. Then we got Asher and Zebulun. And of course we have Joseph, Benjamin. Hallelujah. It's very significant, and of course we can go on with the 12 disciples. Hallelujah. Zebulun is habitation. Hallelujah. And I will take time, and I don't know about this week, but I'll take time and write these things out in the honoring. The book that we have, we're going to put out for the anniversary, what each name, and all together, every name come together, one name it represents, Jesus Christ, the fullness, Jesus Christ. But this morning, the Lord took me to Exodus 15, and I'm not going to keep you long. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and are my redeemer. I'm going to leave you this word this morning. When the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, the Bible says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. Exodus 15. And he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his horse have he carried. also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom of as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, have dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as thy nostrils. The waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the enemy says. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Verse 9. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy have led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy spirit unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold of all the inhabitants of Palestine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Pierre shall fall upon them at the greatness of the arm. They shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Let me read 17 again. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to draw in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them, for the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrel and dance. And Miriam answered them, sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have been thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. But I want you to look at verse 27. And they came, and the Lord gave me that this morning, where were 12 wells of water, 3 coals and 10 palm trees, and they encamped by the water. Hallelujah. I could go on and on, but I want you just to pay attention to 27. 12 wells of water, 3, 4 is a significant numbers. God has brought us into that watering place, the place of victory, And all of you that are here this morning, I want you to praise God for you have come into the watering place, the place of victory. The Lord wants you to know that you have entered into your prophetic Elam. Hallelujah. That's a place that you can rest in Him. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When you're led beside the still waters, that means you can rest. The waters are not troubled. There's no storm. Quiet, still, peace, that watering place. Hallelujah. And so I want you to know that regardless of whatever you may see in the physical, in the spiritual, the Lord has brought you to that place, that Elam, that watering place. The water overflows. The palm trees covers you. So, Father, as we conclude this service this morning, we just want us again once to say thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Amazing grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our spouses. Thank you for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Thank you for the intercessors and their families. Thank you for those that listen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship Him and the beauty of His holiness. Hallelujah. So this morning we praise God and we bless God in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us for our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed week. Hallelujah. We praise God. And once again, we want to say thank you. We appreciate every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.